Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are not cattle. Men a chance to work that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will.
Why, you speak treason.
Fluently. I advise you to curb that wagging tongue of yours.
It's a habit I've never formed, Your Grace. You know, we Saxons aren't going to put up with these oppressions much longer.
Now see, I'm just a commonplace, somewhat of a model name. Rocking historic memorabilia dotted upon my blaze. Coming from a lineage of dominion dominators. Imperium on the sea and delirium on your sailors. No longer willing to live in this bomb crater. What's that mean? We're singing songs and building their bonds greater. Congregating in pavilions, cheering on commentators. Attributing all our problems to common denominators. Now these suckers are bloodthirsty, judging the unworthy. We're permanently under the thumb of their hung jury. Once upon a time we were coming in number one, but things are coming undone and it's starting to concern me. Coming flooding from under their trap doors. These cunning rats stuck in the back while the cat snored. Running rampant, gnawing on hundreds of tattered laws. And now our motherland's becoming no more than a crack war. And that's all. Their tavern spies fraternize with average guys and analyze for plans to rise against the palace tribes. Well, here's a battle cry, challenging their pack of lies. Rallying atomized radicals while the cattle this fry. This is sorting hate shit. Warn your snake pit. My dawn raiders came to storm your gate tips. Taking lawns and swarming estate bricks. Placing fake lords on our ball and chain lists. Caucasians all on the same tip. Unbreakable bonds as strong as chain links. Claiming this modern age thinks and saving our nations from foreign agents.
Emasculated males are smashing their latex women. Plastic masturbators and cats are replacing children. Propaganda aimed at tragically paid minions. Slashing their genitalia with backing from state millions. Immigration advocates padded with gated living. Are safe from grenade attacks and passenger train killings. Amassing status symbols and mansions of lavish trimmings. Hanging classical paintings of trafficked and traded siblings of tooth and jowl industry. Saddled up with foul joys, straddling the symmetry of Indians and cowboys. From padded anonymity, a ministry of crowd ploys, an evolved symphony with a polyphony of couch toys. But now it's popping off, you're not stopping our ground crews until we found the scoundrels that have stolen our crown jewels. Their ruling councils drown us in ground rules, with cruel clowns hounding all our town schools. We're taking ports and waging worlds of warcraft on sorcerers, changing girls into whores for broadcast. We're making tables fold and breaking jaws like door glass, invading all our forefathers into taking force draft. We're storm chasers, leaving trails of torn treaties, laying waste to save our forlorn species. All traitors pay for breaking their sworn fealties, and evil raises the mate to forsaking their horned deities.
This is sword and cape shit. Warn your snake pit. My dawn raiders came to storm your gate tips. Taking lawns and swarming estate bricks. Placing fake lords on our ball and chain lists. Caucasians all on the same tip. Unbreakable bonds as strong as chain links. Claiming this modern age thinks and saving our nations from foreign agents.
You will never rule the world, because you are doomed. All of you who have demoralized and corrupted a nation are doomed. Tonight you will take the first step along a dark road from which there is no turning back.
Hoist the canvas, deploy the manlets. Noise bandits are jacking poison bandwidths. Our royal flagships are devoid of chavisquoys. They're well oiled, a man with loyal candidates. Damned to those who plan to destroy hamlets. Gifting grand, supposed to moisten the jamlets. Now spoiled grandkids are soiling sandpits. And boys with man tits are engrossed with their toys and fanfic. My plank is poised like a tongue in the harbour mouth. Plankton filled stomachs still hungering for large amounts of common weeds now on your knees and plea copper. You can bob and weave at bottom beat as a sea fodder. We're a pot of peas popping pot shots at test balloons. Letting your wounds fester rotten while in a festive mood. Now come on, test the swamp monsters from Loch Ness. We're on our best grog, blaring sonics from top deck. Now it's a nightmare, an evil daydream. Eat, sleep, sell the season, repeatedly tweak the same theme. These pea brains on their make-believe steam train. Need to make the break scream and see this mainstream in freeze frame. And make a plane to see the shrubs from the greenery. Dark budgets funded through public machinery. Present wedding rings to foreign menaces. While chimps fed on full of letters. It continued to cling to horrid fetishes. Now their castle kings defraud law and order. Hordes of orcs pour in and dwarf the border. Warlords of Mordor are importing trauma. Calling all corners to put on your sword and armor.
You are doomed, infinite murderers. And one day, sooner or later,
now see, I go like the clappers, these cannons are both blazing, shattering the myth that planets are rotating. They're flatter than schist and static as stone engraving. On your shallow grave, this battle is close ranging. Throw in the towel, the ocean is howling murder. With a broken bow, you're going on down the gurgler. I've awoken now from a coma, crowned a berserker. With a soaking brow, and I've spoken a vow to purge it from Tokelau to the black rock at the map's core. Where the magnets stop and the rapids roar, there's a passage blocked to a magic door. With its handle locked in a cabinet drawer, inside is a tribe of Hyperboreans with a will to rise higher than flying DeLoreans. Vilified and maligned by biased historians, with a quill to grind and aligned with giant consortiums.
Now it's the land of the long white man in a dogfight, branded a colonizer, slanted and hogtied, jammed in a log white, stranded and dry docked, banned from his job site and scammed of his livestock. On a soft side, hardened as calluses, harnessed as talents, discarded with narratives, targeting practices, harming his relatives, passionate balance with ardent analysis.
You will never rule the world.
My shadow coming up on your horizon, latitude uncompromising captain in a homicidal cannon viewed on a giant magnitude. I'm prideful in my team tunic. Rifles are sold because we pirated their theme music. It's the white national from the island capital, a savage colonizer. If I'm gonna cite your platitude, never apologizing. I'm not rhyming because the teens choose it. This is for 1990s kids across the high seas with the beats boosted.
Now I was born under another name, and always taught to play the lame duck. I stayed indoors on a cock's wage, played laser wars with the shade shut. But then I formed a whole nother
face
and staked it all on a pay cut. I'll make my fortune upon the waves and brave the storm with my face.
Now you can take the man out the motherland, not the motherland out the man. I paddled in this puddle for so long that the rudder jam. Put my hand out to my brothers, mapped out a cunning plan and rattled out the numbers like I sang in a covers band. They rang out like thunder through the electrical ether. Celestial seeker, Jesus wept, I never rest for a breather. Greeting destiny in my beating chest as a speaker. Enemies will meet their deaths where the depths recede deeper. And you're a cannon fodder from the Tropic of Cancer to Capricorn, barely treading water. Rappers drop like sandhoppers, dashed upon the rocks from Rotterdam to San Tropez. Traveling on, brandishing double barrel lungs and an Excalibur tongue. This is the challenge is on, to have the competition dangling from my banister rungs. Now check it.
Now I was born under another name, and always told to play the lame duck. Became caught up in a hurricane, and braved the waters as the waves struck. Now you can talk a whole lot of
game,
but never saw us as we sailed up. And came aboard in the pouring rain, waving saber swords till you gave up.
No wild walkers couldn't hold me back from snatching all of the territory from every man of war who fought for their pen of glory. From the devil's horn all round to heaven's doorway, it's a bad weather warning that's headed your way. Better get your payment ready, it's the fairy tome and here to bury souls at the bottom of this pebbly cauldron. Where there's a bowl of sherry, there's never any doldrums. Not while I'm an OG on the pen like Kerry Bolton. Forget the chorus, I'm a bar spitter, crafting this aurora borealis like arctic winter. Fast clipping, whipping past with a mask splitter, harbinger sipping Dilmah like it's hard liquor.
It's
the
Britannica.
Traveling on, brandishing double barrel lungs in an Excalibur tongue. This is
the Britannica.
The damage is done, I've got the competition dangling from my banister rungs. Now check it.
What's your name?
Who's Saxon Dog?
Now I'm back with a vengeance, Saxon in attendance, with rap independence, boom bap in ascendance. A few tracks in chat rooms, a new classic that I bootstrapped, in black shoes and a suit jacket, having to prove I'm not a cardboard cutout or a dartboard for you to cast your barbs at. I'm hardwood like the dance floor at the small town hall where your gram meet your grandpa at. Now go and chart that on your string diagram and run around and panic with your fringe on fire, fam. I'm a leviathan and my entire thing is to simply spit fire on this thin diaphragm. Until I'm red as a lobster, you created this monster on a rampage, sating its hunger. With bass drums reverberate like thunder, your days are numbered like calendar months are. I'm coming back, spitting savage as a dragon, an eclipse happens when my wings are spread over your parapets. Lit gases ravaging your palace, if you're scattering with temperatures to melt your little arrow tips. I'm back sacking at random and snatching medallions with rampant abandon. Then I plan to travel back to my canyon with blanking cadavers on the track to my cabin. A pterodactyl born in the before time, when law abiders walked for their thought crime. In a life before I was a dinosaur in a tribal war, fighting hordes at the shoreline. Raw rhymer in full force, tall dwarf with a broadsword launched by a pull cord. I've been fueled forth from a fool's job in a foreign court that was ruled by a cruel god. Now I'm on a journey so long a curvy, swerving through a topsy-turvy forest where waters are murky, ignoring bird calls while I'm talking turkey, cause all of their common terms are never gonna hurt me. They're just twittering the same twaddle while I rip through picturesque terrain like a train model. Even though I make the brain boggle, I'll get this critical acclaim in a Mickey Spillane novel. Spit flame is the main motto, I lift the page from my cave grotto. Flip the game with my man Robbo, hit my middle age and then the name followed. Saxon.
As our familiar world turns through time, distance on its surface is shrinking. Across an ocean that is now but hours wide lies what was once the New World, and the warm, romantic islands of the South Seas are at everybody's doorstep. Here in the blue Pacific lies New Zealand. Long, thin islands about the size of Oregon or the United Kingdom. But this home of the New Zealanders is quite different from what you'd expect South Sea Islands to be.
Welcome to the South Pacific. We're being sandwiched in between the native forest and the ocean is terrific. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're being trapped in between the earthquakes and volcanoes is terrific. Welcome to the South Pacific. Where pale people are trained to be ashamed of their place and it's implicit. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're placing blame as the game, laying waste as the aim and it's explicit. In the misty realm down in the bowels of the Antipodes lies a cloudy isthmus shrouded in mysteries, where the mountains are crowded through the winter seasons and the freezing rivers trickle out into the bitter seas. First to see the sun rise on the ocean's glisten, first to give the natives equal status and the vote to women, first to make a standard time for a whole nation, first to raise the pride flag at parliament.
Such a bold statement.
Under the southern cross the brothers call us cuzzle boss, then after a dozen swappers some the gloves are coming off. The rock that's under us is shuddering from sudden shocks as drop its thunder when Samoans block the flood our jobs. It's not their fault that we've been dropping our birth rates, that's on our government that set this off in the first place. The cost of living is impossible, plus for generations we've been told we stole this plot from the first race. A perfect case of rigging histories and twisting treaties, leading us to believe Europeans were quick to fling the feces like killer bees, keen to sting the timid beasties, pleading with our queen to please just leave their simple species. They tried to cover up destruction and violence.
Even prior to Dutch arrival, this island was clusterfucked
and mustered up a lie of corruption. Tyrants, implying it was just our desire to line our muskets up. A post-colonial trope for the most parochial, that we're supposed to atone for supposed overkill, when all we wanted was to farm and tend our English gardens, and only went and picked up arms after a million pardons. Under the Southern Cross we've scrubbed up our rugby jocks from some tough old buggers puffing Rothmans in their possum socks. The rock that's under us is shuddering from sudden shocks, and the moss that covers it is coloured red from blood we've lost.
Welcome to the South Pacific. We're being sandwiched in between the native forest and the ocean is terrific. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're being trapped in between the Marxist state and their soldiers is horrific.
Welcome to the South Pacific.
We pay the people that train to be ashamed of their race and it's implicit.
Welcome to the South Pacific.
We're placing blame as the game, laying waste as the aim and it's explicit.
It's certain that a thirst for freedom is a Kiwi's purpose, eternally a beast of burden for the Secret Service. Nervous that this worthless sheep won't keep to where our leaders hurt us. These disturbed elites won't sleep until we eat some evil burgers. Deterred from feeding from a freezer of home kill, we're phoning in for pizza in the leader of foam swill. We were playing on the lawns of our quarter acre with all the neighbours as Caucasian as the corner baker. Now they wanna make you move into half a shoebox, with every cast of human plastered to the rooftops, consuming bugs
with a bruised arm and flu shots. Crafting your noose from 2 yards of tooth floss. Uprooted and booted off our rural blocks. Soon no longer hunting our food with a few good shots. They do not want a manufacturing back home and made a carbon tax to break our farming backbone. The end of Kiwi ingenuity by 2030. We need we fans and you and me without any mercy. No amenities for thirsty men at the workdays end or any genuine sense of community for Len or Gertie, who reminisce of a society tight-knit before they split whites, bringing an islanders by ship down the empire for a pint with a tribe in home to an open fire with the wife and their 5 kids. But in this tyranny of liberal opinion leaders, the most traditional that we can reach is Winnie Peters. The mission seeping from Jacinda's teeth and frilly speeches was never instant, they inch and 40 millimeters. This green strip at the bottom of the flowing water isn't free from the problems of their global trauma. We've been tricked into swallowing their moral code and following a road that's gonna lead to their total order.
Welcome to the South Pacific. We're being sandwiched in between the native forest and the ocean is terrific. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're being trapped in between the Marxist state and the natives is terrific. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're pale people are trained to be ashamed of their race and it's implicit. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're placing blame as the game, laying waste as the aim and it's explicit.
Your whole heritage is related to the land of your birth. They say this is where your forebears used to flock, and this is where they spilled blood, and this is where they raised dust.
In this global Mardi Gras, bro and Brandon Pakeha, standing frozen on the sand, the closest land to Antarctica. Nah, it's not the cold snow that gives the chill in the air. Old gold is living down here, a bolt hole for billionaires. Yesteryear, Kiwis were better off with self-reliance. Now we're just a testing ground for their drugs and tech science. Foreign investors buying up our dairy giants, export off the best product to their clients. When I was young, I used to hike on the hill line. In the summer months, living life in real time. Amongst the vines, climbing up the punga trunks and the plump pigeons, spying from the silver pines. I wonder what it must have been like to flee the mother country and wash up on these shores where the thunder claps, where the cannibals inhabited impenetrable forest and the land was as savage as a bloody axe. Just a couple thousand buggers with busted guts tuck their cuffs and cut the roughest to tussock cuffs, rustling up a country from nothing but sticks of kindling and a fresh start from the blackening bricks of England. The old west of the South Seas, where there are deer bleeding out from the bowels of our stout trees, land of the long weed cloud and cow's cheese, where mealy-mouthed politicians should be powerless to crowd please. Handing out our house keys to the highest bidder, splashing out on the Chinese, buying them dinner, flying in the cheap migrants to pick our pockets so that the mega conglomerates can get their record profits. What the fuck you think this multicultural model is? It wasn't just plucked from their butthole for warm fuzzies. It's not about a cast of foreigners sitting round the campfire singing kumbaya like long lost cuzzies. It's vulture capital at its most despicable. Robber barons were branded as neoliberal, tapping the developing nations to keep shaving costs. Man is interchangeable cogs in their cheap labor force, launching propaganda campaigns promoting human rights, like the rights of all humans to own the newest Nikes. Like that's improving life. Economic migrants are just clients with a unit price. It's so cynical, denying the folk soul that binds you and I to this island like cold rope, where volcano smoke rises from cone holes and their suicide cult guides us with false hope. An unprecedented post-war experiment, cloaked within pretensions of growing more benevolent, while most borders are growing more irrelevant. We're going all progressive with no core intelligence. You can go ahead and blow your inheritance from your sofa bed and tar me with the racist brush. Is the deep state are charging their tasers for blonde girls with braids and the mothers who make their lush? Asking us favors to knock on our neighbors for taking in behaviors regarded as vaguely sus. So now passing on artificial flavors is classed as a danger that's up there with blazing moss. They try to demonize swastikas on a rad St. George's crosses, Irish and Scottish flags, where we like to call sausages snags and trad cottages a sacrifice for modern slags.
Welcome to the South Pacific. We're being sandwiched in between the native forest and the ocean is terrific. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're being trapped in between the earthquakes and volcanoes is terrific. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're pale people are trained to be ashamed of their place and it's implicit. Welcome to the South Pacific. We're placing blame as the game, laying waste as the aim and it's explicit.
Some people will never like me, and I will never give them. Confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't like me. You have no idea how limitless your life becomes when you don't give a shit what people think, say, or whisper about you. That's the truth.
Now I'm back up on my apple crate, rebel raising rattlesnakes in this rabbit race. I take the carrot cake for stamina, call the barrister and magistrate as agents of this vassal state collaborate to assassinate my character just for playing patty cake on this tablet up. They bathe in candle flame to create the Saxon avatar. They would have had a lash my way if I was black or gay, but that's the tax I paid for taking action in Zealandia. Now I'm back up from the badlands of Telegram, near the realm of the cancelled and shadow ban, where banished radicals are hatching their battle plans and the Saxon brand attracted its avid fans. It's the garage band addict back in natural tans. I was packing jam cannons in my khaki pants, but stand back now, cause I'm locked and loaded, cocked and focused, doxed and sobered. So great when I'm in a creative flow state, no consideration for triggering winter snowflakes. They won't take so cold as frozen lakes, just a trip in the ocean and I'm living in them, I both wake. There's no debate, I'm the master and commander, Gonzalo de Quesada after El Dorado on the stanza. The hard bargain and laughing at past karma, chartering an armada and marring your glassy harbour. We're marching into bars and demanding the hardest lager, suaver than Henrik Palmgren and garments from Lana's Llama. Then sharpening our katana, stop laughing in drama class and come dance with some piranhas and sharks. But you can't cause you're just kawais and cops, and your arguments aren't up to the task. I'm a blast from the past, much tougher than your gutless remarks. With an unironic love for this craft, I'm on the path of the artist, through the hardest of hardship and the darkest of dark. I'm gonna charge it regardless of the garbage opinions from retarded delinquents. I'll be leaving my mark after I'm past and departed beneath the grass in the garden.
I can't be taking the blame just cause I'm changing the game. I'm making hay because there's so many songs to compose. I'm never staying the same. How can I stay in one lane and play it safe when there are so many forks in the road? My creativity range is too great to contain within the frame. And if I don't let it out, I'll explode. I'm trailblazing again while I'm paving the way and making straight for the doors that are already closed. Now I'm knocking them down without fucking around. Never try and stop a wild horse when it's on a rampage. And I'm dropping the bomb to sink your water ship. Never down. Try chopping wild ghouls if you don't want to get drained. Shit down before hip hop was a popular sound. I run from a higher source that was near no man. I'm on top of the mountain, got my flagpole stuck in the ground. And I'll be rocking raw rhymes even when the band.
Now it's the swashbuckler, the rocking your soul shuffler, hustling non-stop, just trucking along, tough as a bronze bust, a fucking sonic concussion, and with long blood suckers to puncture your soft jugular. No longer just an anon publisher, I've gone public discussing the wrong subjects. A long suffering, struggling song structurer who's gone done it and ruffled the wrong subset of those who you cannot criticize. I guess I chose to blow a kiss goodbye and end up stigmatized. You only say I'm too politicized just because you can't disprove why my views are so legitimized. I didn't ride this far to slide off the wagon. After I was doxxed, I had to take time off from Saxon. But that wasn't time off relaxing, I was just biding my time, now it's time for action. I'm back from an aggressive cyber attack, when in fact in hindsight that was a minor distraction. Now that Palestine's in the limelight, it's like the whole planet's on my side with that viral reaction. It's like every second day someone says something I've written already on my page. I don't mention anything, it's already on their brains weighing heavy. This information spreading like the rain on my windshield as I'm whizzing through the killing field, sealed into a steel tin on spinning wheels. Everything in my rear vision mirror is disappearing into the distance as if it isn't real. Disappearing into the distance as if it isn't real. Cadavers are dangling from my canopy, hanging above my mantelpiece. These cattle thieves are capping sheep for jacket bait. In the cannon seat, jack and rabbit snatching my cabbage. Handling beef if you're parroting cliches like parakeets. Like Britannica smashing pumpkins for Africa. Jumping in your patch and dump a fat slug in your brassica. Jack Russell massacre, cats plummet per capita. I'm back with a flux capacitor, back to front of my Jaguar. Grabbing my anorak and tracking down these groundhogs that are packaging.
standing up there howling for hamsters. Fat figures so wrapping up and batting down your thatches. I'm manhandling albatross, hanging around my outfit, hatching their plans and mouthing off.
We're all cursed from the firmament to the earth's core. It's Murphy's Law that we're on the verge of a turf war. Burning lawn furniture's hurling towards your church door, and all the vermin are working to turn us dirt poor. We're all cursed from the firmament to the earth's core. It's Murphy's Law that we're on the verge of a turf war. Burning lawn furniture's hurling towards your church door, and all the vermin are working to turn us dirt
poor. Now it's the roost ruler on the omelette egg slaughter, demolishing the decking boards of your dominant picking order. The fuel fueler with a crueler crew, a new school of future rulers, super soldiers rolling with a tool or two. Now you're the chicken feed, it's crickets when my clickers breed, squeezing biscuits, they pick and clean your giblets while I Dickens read. I'm on a mission feeding victims to my vicious greed. Sick of thieving tippets from the skippets of this wicked industry. With the meanest queens, English spitted since Winston C. Keep lifted with an intravenous drip of Lipton C. And we're a different breed, not drinking lean or twisting weed. Each are sticking needles in their limbs like they were friggin' Christmas trees. It's open season, insulting game with high sodium. Leaving no meat on the frames of posers, claiming my podium. My drawing room is wall to wall runes. Report to your goons when my sword is drawn for war. Your fort will fall soon.
We're all cursed from the firmament to the earth's core. It's Murphy's Law that we're on the verge of a turf war. Burning lawn furniture's hurling towards your church door, and all the vermin are working to turn
now
us
it's the garden known with a boner hard, the bone carved, bone apart with his dart blown and throat charmed. Lone shark with a sharp nose for your dope pass. The past woke with the folk cast for folk dancing. A park goat on the lower half for most charming. Bombs are flown on the boat mast for coast guard. Your last hope is a rope cast from oak rock. Phonograph is blasting the Mozart from stone arch. Broken hearted when we're post farming grass meadows carved into narrow yards have no part. A shallow class of sparrow lapis Joe Starlings. Now my tarot card show gallows armed with no cattle cars with narrow bars are back in fashion. Packing in the scavengers and tagging them as Madagascar. It's the battle axe jacking Cadillacs on saddleback. A vanishing rebel back to have my habitat back in action.
Was raised in between the waves and the ancient hills, where no one had to slave to pay the bills, a place to escape from the major ills. But at our age we were craving for braver thrills. We made our way sneaking through a briar patch to creep beside the mean side of the shire tracks, and buy a meager kind of weed through an iron hatch from a beast with a biker patch and a tire jack, peering with his evil eye like we were wiretapped, and breaching ceasefire spying for a rival pack. We tried to be polite and flee the scene with lives intact, retreating back beneath pine trees to light the sack. Royal fire breeders keeping high as wire racks, imbibing pints of meat and smiling like Cheshire cats. Regal freestylers rhyming over tribal trash, wannabe street disciples buying up the vinyl stacks. From travelling elves selling snake gels, peddling their shell games and filling up our tape shelves with the sounds of apes bellowing insane spells, telling us of hellscapes and killing off our brain cells. We drained our ales and ate bacon wedges with the stench of fake flesh rotating over flaming embers. Degenerates gaping at naked winches, taking centre stage and playing to our base senses. Spitting sick soliloquies, we were little princes at an ill city, visiting the pill pixies, dealing inner mysteries distilled into little bickies that sent us skipping in the hills like real hippies. Skipping in the cemetery tombstones, picking elderberries where elders are buried, slipping down a scary helter-skelter surrounded by fairies into psychedelic realms that were carrying us to who knows where. Now as the earth turns sideways, trees were lying down as the horizon climbed skyways. I was lying in my own great sight, bathed in white rays. This is why my brains are fried from all those Fridays. I was raised in between the waves and the ancient hills, where no one had to slave to pay the bills, a place to escape from the major ills. But at our age we were craving for braver thrills. We made our way sneaking through a briar patch to creep beside the mean side of the shire tracks, and buy a meager kind of weed through an iron hatch from a beast with a biker patch and a tire jack. Now I'm in the final phase of my prime, lying on my duvet writing these tales of my crimes. Against nature, what a whale of a time. But crime doesn't pay and I'm paying for mine. Every day I'm starfished on my bed with this lead carcass far from dramatic effect. Don't even ask how much cash that I've spent trying to find a cure for this car crash in my head. And now how long do I have to repent for the hash and the tabs of the acid and the hemp and the pornographic trash that was fashioned by them. Rubbing their hands when I was at it again. But I'm not having it, and I have to ascend. I haven't gone mad yet like you sad little men. So many patterns that I have to amend, just to be a good Chad and a dad and a friend. But I'm grabbing the challenge with maximum strength as it hangs in the balance. I'm tanking the trend. A fucking savage with a pad and a pen, getting back in the saddle and battling till the end. Arise from the grave and the rays of the moon, and raid the pill pixies while playing this tune. Taking them to the dungeon, dazed and confused, turning wenches to maidens and taking their shoes. Sending elves on their way to our brayings and booze, making a blaze from their pages of nudes and their satanist music deranging our youths. And their contagions plaguing our foods, grabbing beasts by their biker patches, battering them with tire jacks and pouring gasoline through their iron hatches, making a trail to the sweet side of the shire tracks, and never looking back at the mean side as I light my matches.
Turf, so tranquil and so earnest, where rambling coast roads meander with unknown purpose, where a man can work and have a family with no disturbance, where burning candles throw murmuring shadows on oak purlins, where handsome folk are packing and close for verbose sermons, with potent language passionately quoted from old versions. Fracture our code and get banished, that's most certain, but if clansmen vote for the hangman's rope, then it's closed curtains. I'm a slow burner from the valley where the ferns grow, there's no vermin in the alleys, sturdy land where everyone's one verge over from their alleys. Generations of labour lingers in dwellings made of native timbers, decorated with ornate trims, hand planed by ancient fingers. Markets flank riverbanks filled with laughter and thanksgiving for spring harvests and winter blasts filling drinking tanks. Whippersnappers pitter patter, practicing tit for tat with big sticks and giggling about this and that in their chitter chatter. No one's locking doors and all the shops and mom and pop stores. The only cause for crossing swords is at the crockpot awards. The Lord fills every nook and cranny, every brook and plant, every woman and man, every lamb and chook, every brook and dam and every woodland valley. But of late there's been something off, like a waft of garbage from a yard across, like socks in the basket that the farmer's wife has started to wash. Like a demon's in the hedges, seeping in from the edges and possessing good people to speak of repentance for previous offences. Some things you would hardly notice and disregard as hocus pocus, but our kindred souls are shifting apart with an inward focus and picking holes where there were none. Shifting goalposts, attributing faults to our morals and getting quarrelsome with a terse tongue. And when I point it out, people point at me like I'm poison now, like I'm a paranoid boy scout out to destroy our vows. But that's not for me, so I seal my lips under lock and key and watch this odyssey unfold with increasing velocity. But now
my power level could make the devil cower and bow and tremble as these petals flower. It's now or never, the 11th hour. This Tower of Babel is getting fouler. My power level is getting stronger. Not sure I can hide it for any longer. This knowledge is far too much to shoulder as this Tower of Babel is getting taller.
Come follow me deeper into my sleepy hollow, where things are becoming creepier with every week and every street we follow. Once I was meek, but recently that seems to be changing. With every sleep deeper, my dream state as the beast awakens. It's a mystery, the innkeeper of three generations, secretly turned in his keys then disappeared with no explanations, while his replacement couldn't speak our English names to save him. It's eerie, our priest is now preaching about integration. Increasingly the lanes are flooding with unfamiliar mobs, running about their days just like they've been struggling
haggling here for donkey's yonks. Undercutting our wages and summoning slaves for bodgy jobs. And raiding the honesty box to place our economy on the rocks. Shonky shopping chains are replacing our honky tonks with monotonous beige blocks laid over our wonky swamps. My neighbours used to liaise at the country club to play petanque. Now they scuttle away from the public space to evade the dodgy sods. As I stride on by, no one's sighting me in the eyeballs. They're hiding behind disguises like viruses writhe on the walls. Mesmerized by devices reminding them the skies will fall, implying it's just how the dice rolls, like some kind of divine laws. But it's like a bigger plan is in rhythm with our familiar land, as the hidden hand of the king of limbs is fiddling with invisible strands, jiggling strings and rigging a system of cynical scams. But the more tyrannical, the more my inner conviction expands. And now
my power level could make the devil cower and bow and tremble as these petals flower. It's now or never, the 11th hour. This Tower of Babel is getting fouler. My power level is getting stronger. Not sure I can hide it for any longer. This knowledge is far too much to shoulder as this Tower of Babel is getting taller.
Now I've spent more years than you'll care to assume, staring up at a hellish moon, wondering when this ruling threat will come descending like a lead balloon. Beware the club of intelligent thugs in the cell of gloom, threading puzzles together and uncovering elephants in the room. Worm tongues have snuck in, nudging us to the edge of doom, like a deluge flooding and covering up the desert bloom. One thing is true, we're bringing judgment to devil soon. Now it's up to the peasants to deal our justice to balacoons. Skimming the top off our yields and studding our fields with straw men, then chucking us under the harvester wheels by propping us up as a source of sin. Covering up our appeals and bending our laws like porch tin. But brothers, we're galloping up on the heels and brushing them all to the four winds. And switching the course on the ship that's caught in the grip of their drip torture. Aborting the trip and cleansing our porcelain skin in the bridge waters. And generations before we'd be storming into our bricks and mortars. And gathering horse whips, pitchforks and lit torches. I've spent half my life hypnotized by a crystal ball, glistening from the living room corner, advertising their minstrel tours. And all the while they've been building a tower with foundations laid in hell. Now it's swelling up, scraping the sky and about to sound Satan's bell. But I'm beacon bright, a light being, feet arising and light feeling, sightseeing and streaming with all seeing eyes that are high beaming. In this modern zoo that spews vomit, I'm immune to bubonic flu. I'm too atomic, a zooming comic, consuming all of my sonic boom.
My power level could make the devil cower and bow and tremble as these petals flower. It's now or never, the 11th hour. This Tower of Babel is getting fouler. My power level is getting stronger. Not sure I can hide it for any longer. This knowledge is far too much to shoulder as this Tower of Babel is getting taller. My power level could make the devil cower and bow and tremble as these petals flower. It's now or never, the 11th hour. This Tower of Babel is getting fouler. My power level is getting stronger. Not sure I can hide it for any longer. This knowledge is far too much to shoulder as this Tower of Babel is getting taller.
And what about our young Saxon cockerel here? You call me traitor?
You? Yes. And every man here who offers you allegiance.
And what do you propose to do?
I'll organize revolt. Exact a death for a death. And I'll never rest until every Saxon in this shire can stand up free men.
Have you finished?
I'm only just beginning. From this night on, I use every means in my power to fight you.
Now it's the Edgelord, with a head bordering on Victorian, and a neck collar broad as an accordion. My French doorsteps have chalk on the linoleum. When you're dead, I want on your memoriam, like a beetle caught crawling in treacle. You're small as a weevil before my cathedral, where the trees are all tall as the steeple. Beneath the drawbridge, leaping swordfish are lethal. You'll be breathing in diesel exhaust.
yourselves for your treasonous cause of extorting the people. Left bald as an eagle when mauled by a beagle that's torn off its leash on the lawn by the wheat field. Instagram boobah, report at your damn hoopla. At war with Mount Doom as the borders expand too far. Sprawling from Auckland to Vancouver, it's all been bad news since installing this damn Judah.
I've arisen from the deep with my sword and my lyrics. Born into flesh but ignoring the limits. A mortal technique of the warrior spirit. They wanna kill it off and a lot of you'll feel it. We've had it up to here with the frauds and the critics. Caution the headless horsemen in the stirrups. A mortal technique of the warrior spirit. They wanna kill it off and a lot of you'll live it.
Now it's a glamorous corpse from a haunted manor with a mandible jaw as a shawl hanger. Born with a scabbard and sword and a short temper. I watch your fam like a hawk from my porch swinger. Claw the latch off your door with my war hammer. Call my clans from up north with their Norse grammar. From a legible scrawl on a wall planner. Or form a kangaroo court before a tall banner. Poor cracker, taught the blacks have more swagger. Absorb the propaganda and morphed into a raw rapper. Now man, that's a dwarf by my tall stature. Storming on my carriage and horse through this fallen era. Pool bearer, having a bull getting all dirty. I was handed this torch from a small birdie who taught me rapping should be staunch and not all wordy. So now I'm grabbing you all by the short and curly.
I'm playing from the deep with my sword and my lyrics. Born into flesh but ignoring the limits. A mortal technique of the warrior spirit. They wanna kill it off but a lot of you'll feel it. We've had it up to here with the frauds and the critics. Caution the headless horsemen in the stirrups. A mortal technique of the warrior spirit. They wanna kill it off but a lot of you'll live it.
I'm kicking ass with some hard feelings. Wigger class ripping this Fibonacci sequence. Skipping a river dance with my quiver arm. Visiting your farms and demanding your allegiance. You can pick a path, but all lead to tall weeds that y'all can't see through. You haven't even left the schoolyard weeaboo. While there's nothing that these pool bars can't cleave through. My sat nav is a compass, I'm that analog. Volkswagen is dumping the rack, man and off. Catapults on the front of your back catalogue. We're haphazard, we're dumping the black cannons off. And no knocking, it's hopeless stone tossing. When you're smoking on the chrome of a ghost in a mode stocking. While you're comatose with COVID just home shopping. I'll be rocking flows till I'm dropped in a stone coffin. I'll be rocking flows till I'm dropped in a stone coffin. I'll be rocking flows till I'm dropped in a stone coffin.
I've arisen from the deep with my sword and my lyrics. Born into flesh but ignoring the limits. A mortal technique of the warrior spirit. They wanna kill it off and a lot of you'll feel it. We've had it up to here with the frauds and the critics. Caution the headless horsemen in the stirrups. A mortal technique of the warrior spirit. They wanna kill it off but a lot of you'll live it.
Of nations, I stay diligent with my blade swinging and faith to remain vigilant. A pale villain evading the state guillotine. Cape billowing in the wind with the rain drilling it, gripping upon the reins. Across the plains on a mission delivering rhythm that's off the chains. A lyrical Visigoth with limericks on the brains. Lost in the thick of fog for a minute, forgot his aims now. I slip the gallows and narrowly miss my reckoning. Tearing through jagged branches like shadowy fingers beckoning. While quiver arrows are battering on my carriage, I'm barreling over skeleton filled barrows of Nephilim. Over grass, fields, off beaten paths. Oblivious to the mysteries buried beneath my cartwheels. This tar seal concealing seasons past. Delivers me to greet enemies with my sharp steel. I've been charging gung-ho. Too fast to just slow down and bask in the sun's glow. So many qualms I've discarded while never going off target. Clasping a long bow with tunnel vision through the slit in my visor. This is the price for criticizing a particular viper pit. Risking my life with their six-headed hydra. Hissing just like a geyser from behind as I strike
crack my whip. With roots galloping, napping, and roots challenging. Through bracken, I'm battling boots and everything. Huge talons attacking my carriage roof. A hell bent on doing me damage for penning a true talisman. I'm still storming on my carriage and horse, gathering force. Galloping off the leather as I'm traveling north. The marriage of hell and heaven that cannot divorce. With sword and scabbard, nothing can disparage my course. I'm still storming on my carriage and horse, gathering force. Galloping off the leather as I'm traveling north. The marriage of hell and heaven that cannot divorce. With sword and scabbard, nothing can disparage my course.
Now I'm staring at blurry rafters, grasping for memory, weary with a heavy carcass and half in delirium. There in the dark, a figure clasping obsidian in vermilion garments is chanting in idioms. She said we're far from city parks and pavilions, passed out on the river, your cart was in smithereens. Then she read my heart like a riddle and said this drama's a disaster for your chakra meridians. Plus you're a karma chameleon, wearing many masks over half a millennium. You've been an armored Castilian, a bard in Arthur's kingdom, and an Akashic librarian. Now you're on the very brink of fastest oblivion. Do you really think your path to progression is to charge at your enemy while clasping your weapon? Prison classes and session and the lessons are hard. The darkness and deception addressed in your art is clouding your perception and infecting your heart. While your powers of perception are impeccably sharp, your facade of aggression is suppressing your spark. I said, well, yes, but I can't just give a pass to the treachery infesting our realm. I've been crafting our destiny, well entrenched at the helm. Hell bent on rendering us as bent as an elm. And I'll be goddamned if I'm turning a blind eye where they're tearing our world down and burning it sky high. She said, you better learn that a fine line divides your external world and its birth in your mind's eye. The enemy without us within you, from the outside of your skin right down to your sin. You listen, you can point a finger and shout into the wind. But without face in the mirror, this is bound to continue. I shouted out, enough of this witchcraft. Or is it just political opinion with a spiritual facade? I've seen past your metaphysical card trick, and it isn't hard to pick, it's an agenda to disarm. I won't be deconstructed just because I've seen who feeds us corrupted dreams, and I'll scream it until my spleen is ruptured. Just keep reading your cup of tea leaves. I'm keen as mustard to leave, even though I've got busted knees and my career's custard. She said you appear flustered, that's just your fear, and you're here to readjust it. I know you think that you've been following your heart, but secretly you believe that it can't really be trusted. That muscle in your chest is electromagnetic, attracting good or bad depending on how you have said it. It's calibrated to bring you what you expect, and you're addicted to stress. Now that's a chemical anesthetic. Against the beauty of truly being human, your duty isn't feeding the crudity you've been seeing. That'll be your ruin, just stare it straight in the face while manifesting the magnificence that lay in its place. Now listen.
To be continued.